Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Premier of the People's Republic of China speaking at the World Economic Forum, remarking in a fashion that reflects the recent visit by the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, to Beijing, the first visit by a Secretary of State in 5 years. The Premier's remarks, I read from the Financial Times reporting, China's Premier Li has criticized a Western push to limit trade and business ties with the country and promoted international economic cooperation in a speech that described de-risking as a false proposition. He said, governments should not overreach themselves, still less stretch the concept of risk or turn it into an ideological tool. This all requires interpretation. So I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, who made that visit in 2018, 5 years until Mr. Blinken's visit. And that visit itself requires much interpretation, along with this remark by the premier, who is in charge of the Chinese economy. Mary, a very good evening to you. De-risking upsets Beijing. And at the same time, Beijing is unhappy with what it calls limiting trade and business ties, a.k.a. there are sanctions on China for its bad action. What do you make of the Blinken visit now that we hear Premier Li lecturing us about what we can and can't do when dealing with China? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I think lecturing is exactly the right term to use. And it's been a feature of Beijing's approach to the Biden administration since President Biden took office. Recall that the first interaction that Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan had was in Alaska, right after they took office with their counterparts, where they tried to, quote unquote, reset the relationship or set a more positive tone to it. And they were humiliated in front of the assembled journalists as the Chinese side used the opportunity to bully and lecture them. This is a manner of behavior that the United States does not tolerate from any other nation. A friend of mine recently remarked that even the Russians, as rude as they are at least diplomatically professional in their interactions. Chinese Communist Party, on the other hand, are simply bullies and they act like children. And so what Blinken is doing and his boss, President Biden, trying to use the same approach to the Communist Party that was used in the Obama era, in the George W. Bush era, which is to say a kind of a carrot and stick approach where, you know, we ask all the time for meetings with no real sense of what definitive outcomes we want, while at the same time continuing to arm nations like Taiwan and try to improve ties and linkages between our allies in the Asia Pacific region. What's confusing and rather remarkable is this change in behavior presumably would have caused a change in our approach as this formula, this carrot stick formula, simply isn't working. And I think Premier Li's comments are another great example of how they're not working. The Secretary of State went in good faith to try to improve ties, and he was humiliated by the regime. He was, as we've talked about in prior segments, forced to go down the steps to be received by a low-level official. He was not granted initially a long conversation with his actual counterpart, Wang Yi. He was sat at the head of the table at the last minute with General Secretary Xi Jinping in a humiliating set piece that made the Secretary of State look like a schoolboy who was getting lectured. And now you've got the premier making ridiculous statements. I mean, look, the idea that the CCP can accuse the United States of using quote-unquote ideological tools is absurd. The entire regime of modern-day communist China is based on ideology. This doublespeak of the regime, I'd add another statement the premier made. He said, quote, "I want to take this opportunity to affirm China's commitment to opening up." I mean, that's just laughable. Opening up to what end? Foreign investors have never been allowed to take majority stakes in what China considers strategic industries. The Chinese Communist Party puts their officials into the boardrooms of major U.S. and European corporations that are in China. That would never be done by an American company or a French company forcing Chinese companies to have an American overseeing their board for ideological ends. It's absurd. So just to sum up, John, we've had now a series of data points that demonstrate very clearly that Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party have zero interest in, quote unquote, stabilizing the U.S.-China relationship. They will bully us until we say stop. And I think given the news in these last days that now we're talking about potentially having Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen go to Beijing, I don't see what the goal of that trip might be. Why not stand back and say, you know, we'd love to talk to you about things that we think could benefit both of our countries. But until you can act like an adult, we're simply not going to waste our time. Not to mention the fact, of course, that I believe, and many I think in the administration also believe, that the Chinese Communist Party is bent on dominating us. They're not a friend. That's why they're not interested in cooperating. They're an enemy. And we should say that clearly. And so if we want to send someone like Janet Yellen over, potentially that's to, I don't know what she'd want to do, stabilize currency markets. My fear is that she wants to go over to try to encourage the Chinese to spend money to boost the global economy. And we'll make some promises that this will somehow help the United States. It doesn't. If we want to help the U.S. economy, if we want to help our position in the world and our national security, we need to practice self-help, and we need to stand back and wait and say to the Chinese, you need to behave like everybody else, or this is just a waste of our time.
Mr. Blinken, practicing soft power, was met by, you mentioned, Wang Yi, the chief diplomat of the People's Republic of China, who, the quote is, reminded Mr. Blinken that acquiring Taiwan by conquest or purchase or acquisition by concession is a core of the Chinese Communist Party. At the same time, not just the surveillance balloon of some weeks past, but also the revelation of the Chinese building a listening post and perhaps a military base in Havana, Cuba. These are not the gestures of a country that is at peace with the United States of America. I'm told, Mary, that the military establishment in Washington and its allies in Asia, that would be Australia, that would be the UK, that would be Japan, that would be the Republic of Korea, have hit the alarm bell about the threats to Taiwan. All of this exists quite at the same time that Li is lecturing us and that Xi is humiliating Antony Blinken. What is the Biden administration's policy? You say carrot and stick. Where's the stick?
Well, they would argue that the stick is expanding AUKUS, creating an expanding AUKUS to their credit, expanding the Quad, imposing restrictions on semiconductor exports, and getting our allies like the Netherlands and other nations to do the same. And that's fair. And those are good developments. The problem is that China will not perceive us as serious or be deterred in any way from taking over and realizing their vision to take over Taiwan if we couple it with effectively notes of appeasement. If Mr. Blinken wants to practice diplomacy with China, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's always important to try to talk to nuclear powers. And I'll just remind your audience, China has 400 nuclear weapons and we have no eyes on them. There's no inspection like we had mutually with the Soviet Union. That's very dangerous. But why not say to his counterpart Wang Yi, or say publicly, you know, you talk a lot about Taiwan. We'd love to convene a meeting of a variety of Taiwanese citizens. Maybe we can all meet in Singapore and they can tell you about the virtues of their system and their feelings toward China, since you don't allow a free press and you don't actually know what the quote unquote feelings are of the Chinese people because there's no freedom in your country. So if you'd really like to know how these overtures are received in truth by the Chinese people, well, let's have a discussion. Let's have diplomacy. Again, there are many ways to talk. You don't have to revert back to old formulas that are proving unworkable. That's the message that I hope Washington receives and receives soon.
Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and for a deal of time for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, she was based in Hong Kong before the city was crushed by Xi Jinping and his lieutenants. We turn now to the mysteries of Moscow, making declarations that change every few hours about the Prigozhin event of these last days. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.